Blog Talk Radio.
Street life, when I'm living the street life. I'm in love with a woman, but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't take me back to the streets. If a nigga don't hustle, him not eat. I'm in love with a woman, but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't take me back to the streets. If a nigga don't hustle, him not eat. I'm so in love with a girl, yeah, she's rocking my world. Pretty like a flower and she shine like a pearl. But I'm stuck in the street life. Run from me, wish me live the dog life. No. From the first time me looking at her eyes, me knew right away this woman I could be me wife. But the way that I'm living, I might get killed or locked up in a prison. I'm in love with a woman, but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't bring me back to the street. If a nigga don't hustle in the eat. I'm in love with a woman, but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't get me back to the street. If a nigga don't hustle in the eat. Yo, every time me hit the blocks again, she afraid that me not come back again. She cry sometimes, tell me she can't sleep at night. She tell me say she didn't let them go step me with her knife. Yo, baby don't worry, I try to change my life. But it's not easy on the streets in a water town. Very happy to go die to survive. Let me tell you, I'm in love with a woman, but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't take me back to the street. If a nigga don't hustle in the east. I'm in love with a woman, but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't take me back to the street. If a nigga don't hustle in the east. I know about the stress I gave you. Every time I listen to me see you turn blue. But you're my number one, a woman can replace you. But you're my number one, a woman can replace you. Me love you like me love life. One day everything will be alright. When we have enough money we can start a new life. Till then baby tell mama tight. Me need me love with a woman but I'm living the street life. Now what me ever do? Can't take me back to the street. If a nigga don't hustle in the eat. I'm in love with a woman but I'm living the street life. Now what me I go do? Can't take me back to the street. If a nigga don't hustle in the eat.
Baby, if you understand them, he's stuck to this bomba clad lifestyle.
Street life,
can't get out.
I'm living the street life. Every day, all day.
Sometimes me just sit at home and me hear the streets are calling me.
Street life,
and the life,
I'm living the street life,
fast life,
you're a hero.
Forgive me, for all them tears I give to you.
Street life,
the pain,
I'm living the street life,
you're a hero,
I'm a hero.
The stress, one day things will get better, my friend.
Street life,
and the life,
I'm living the street life,
fast life,
it's what it brings.
Yeah, man. Me know what now is the life of me I live.
Street life.
Sometimes you have to wait home.
In the street life.
Wait for me to come back home.
All day.
I love you.
Street
life. You know I come and love you to the maximum. You are me for life.
Every day.
It's why me pray. Things will get better. You have put a smile for me.
Street life.
But life is a struggle.
Me live in the street.
Me life.
Every day.
All day.
I mean, don't care what I'm saying.
It's all the way. We want 50 money today.
Yo.
Slushy eyes.
Died on my eye.
Yeah.
Lost the far life.
Emmanuel, I. Life no easy in our town.
Prince Hector.
Life no easy in our town. One's for you, my empress.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building. You know that cut right there from the European sensation, Mr. Prince Hector. You know what I mean? My man K. Diddy can tell you more about that. But welcome. welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Can a Player Play is in the building once again. 2:30 every Sunday we come to and represent. Hey, Diddy, where you at?
I'm right here, hanging out with my windows down and the music up and the air conditioner on.
Right on. Is it another sunny day in sunny Southern California, eh?
No, I'm riding through the desert, man. I just like to ride with the windows down and the air conditioner on and the music up.
Oh, well, ride through the desert, brother. Ride through the desert. You know, you're a man of international renown, so we never know where K. Diddy going to come through from. Hell, you might be lying to us. You might be in Amsterdam somewhere, but you don't want us to know, us poor folks, you know.
Wow, that's funny, Amsterdam. That's where Mr. Prince Hector's from, born and raised in Amsterdam.
Right on. That was a subliminal message, sir. That was a subliminal message.
Well, I just thought you knew that right off the top.
That was a subliminal message. I do know that, sir. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, today's show is called Sometimes Those Around You Act Like You're Not Supposed to Want to Be Better. And I did a show a couple weeks ago about, you know, family and friends not wanting you to succeed. This is actually the part two to it, where I'm talking about not even having success, but just trying to be a better person, you know? You're trying to get your grown man or your grown woman on. You're trying to take some of the dysfunctional nature of stuff that's been around you out of your life. And folks get to calling you names like you acting funny. You done changed because your vocabulary has improved a little bit because you've kind of, you know, brought your swagger up another notch because you don't want the drama around you and the arguing and the stress. Folks who are still living this kind of lifestyle look at you and say that you're fake. And you like, wow, really? So that's what triggered this topic today. I'm going to let K. Diddy lead off. K. Diddy, what you got to say, brother?
Yeah, well, you know, with all kind of jealousy comes in all kind of forms and fashion. I guess that's the undercurrent to it all. People basically have a jealous streak, and they don't even know why they don't want to see you do better.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It comes down to sometimes something as simple as that they don't even know why they hate on you. They're just doing it because.
Yeah, they don't even know why, because if you really think about it, I mean, it goes to the person's core. You know, what kind of person are you really? You know what I'm saying? That's the question. What kind of person are you really? Because if you knew that and you knew that you disliked this person, then the next logical step would be to define why you like or dislike this person. I mean, you like them because they're successful, or you dislike them because they're successful. You don't like the way they look. That sounds like some kindergarten shit, but it's a lot of people that don't like your swag, and that's what that really boils down to. They just don't like how you look. And how elementary is that? I mean, what is that about? Does that come back down to that same little core problem, jealousy? I mean, where does it come from?
Man, I've been asking myself that question for years, man, and the crazy thing about that is, as you said, sometimes you don't even know where it's coming from. Somebody comes into your realm, your domain, and you trying to be decent to them. And, you know, okay, you knew me a few years ago and I was this way, but now, you know, 8 years later, I'm another way. But somehow in your eyes, I'm the one that's fake. Or funny acting, or whatever it is, those ghetto terminologies they like to put on us. But life itself is about evolution. It's about changing. It's about growing. It's about trying to be a better person. You know what I mean? I can't be the way I was when we were 21. We're 31 now, so, you know, we got to reflect some kind of growth. We got to show that we done learned some things.
But think about it, Tony. Think about how many people that their intent to want to be dinosaurs because they resisting change. You know, that's why when we laugh and joke about people playing platforms, those are the people that are resisting change. You know what I mean? They're stuck.
You know, and I'm going to keep it real. A lot of times it's us folks of color that drives this vehicle. You know what I mean? Us folks of color who we look at this and we like, well, why are you trying to be different? I'm not trying to be different. I'm actually just trying to be better. And this has nothing to do with, you know, making money. I'm just talking about individual growth as a human being, you know, where you polish yourself up just a little bit because you're like, okay, I done did this and I done did that, but I'm still here and I'm still standing, so I feel as though I should be a little better. You know, maybe I should be a better father. Maybe I should be a better man. Maybe I should be a better brother. Maybe I should be a better husband. Maybe I should be a better son. And the list goes on, and same thing for the ladies. Maybe I should be a better woman. Maybe I used to turn tricks on the track. I don't do it no more. I'm going to night school. I'm working two jobs, taking care of my kids. But, you know, I go to a family reunion, and the first thing out of some drunk auntie mouth is, you still are how?
Why? Yeah, cause they mad because you're driving a new Mercedes and they don't even have a car.
There you go. There you go. And the fact that the crazy part about that is sometimes you may still even be on the bus, but it's just that you're not showing that same ghetto mentality no more. You're not showing that same ignorance. You done read a few books. You done took a few classes. You know what I mean? You done stopped sagging your pants. You know, our young lady stopped wearing miniskirts. She now wear dresses, and she's trying to change. And he already going through their own struggle, but it's like those that are around you at times that you grew up with don't want that. Or some ignorant come out their mouth like, why are you trying to talk like a white man? You're like, no, I'm just, you know, trying to get my thoughts out, trying to express how I feel. That's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. 646-929-2870. You know, it's up in here. We're doing what we do. KD, are you still with me?
Oh, man, till the wheels fall off.
All right, so all the good folks. You know what I mean? Welcome. I see. Playboy's Finest, I see you in the chat room. What's happening, family? I see you. You saying you're 34 years old? That means you done learned some things. Have you been through that? You trying to change and do some bigger and better things and some folks around you hating on you. What's happening? Holla at your boy. Guess 2655, I see you in the chat room, too. Thanks for joining the show. Hey, ride with us. We're going to roll for a little bit right here with my man Anthony Hamilton. Stick and stay.
Child in the womb, I needed you to give me love. I miss that feeling of being loved.
How could I ever love again? How could I start to love again?
How could I love
after you broke me down? It's hard to trust that feeling to fall in love.
And if he does, you'll never know, cause he won't say. For the fear of being fooled, taken twice by the heart, it's in his nature to be afraid. He starts to wonder if it's really right to let his past take control of his life. Maybe I run into hope someone there's right for me. And shall I freely and fall in love again?
How could I ever love again?
How can I love?
How could I start to love again?
Love
after
again.
You grow.
Him to fall in love.
Water, he'll never give in. It's hard for him to trust. Found out it was hard to cope when your love broke down on me. It's hard for me to trust again.
This just puzzles me, man.
So that's why I did a part two, because the last time I thought I talked about trying to be successful and those around you hating on you. Today I'm talking about not even success. I'm just talking about as a human being, you're trying to polish yourself up. You're trying to move forward. You're trying to better educate yourself. You're trying to have a better career. And those that are supposedly in your corner really aren't.
I think you just got to remove yourself, man, because ain't nothing you can do about that. You know, people that are just insecure individuals, no matter what you do, you know, you can't pump them up with gasoline. You can't make them become more secure within their own selves, you know. So that's something they have to come to themselves. Ain't nothing you can do about that, because if you try to make them come around and not be the way that they are, you're on a never-ending road, and all they're going to do is continue to hate on you more. The more that you do, the more that you try, the more they're going to despise you. So ultimately, you're going to have to remove yourself from that anyway. I mean, there's really no other way, whether it's family, friends, or otherwise, you know?
There you go. Yes. There you go. And, you know, sometimes it becomes a burden, because even though you're trying to shake it off, and even though sometimes, you know, 99% of the time it doesn't affect you, there's always that one time where it just cuts you deep, because you're looking like, wow. You know what I mean? Sometimes even the best of intentions are taken the wrong way because of somebody else's resentment, because of what they're not doing for themselves. You understand? It's as though we all supposed to be miserable together, and I can't understand that. That, you know what I mean? Why hate?
You know, is it more of a, you know, I know from the receiving end, is it more of a hurt? Well, I guess a disappointment is a hurt, though. I guess I answered my own question, because I think you more a lot of times you're a little bit more disappointed, because the person that is acting like that toward you, you know, you're trying to understand from a rational sense, why is this person acting like that toward me, and I did this and I did that, you know, and it's all been good. I've always tried to help them. I had my best interest, had their best interest in heart, yet still, you know, I'm confronted by resentment and snide remarks and people talking behind my back, and all I've been was a positive force in their life. So when that happens, it seems like you just tend to be totally disappointed. Hello? Wow.
Yes, 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 your boy's back. Just had some quick little technical difficulties there, but we back doing what we do. You know, I don't know what happens. Sometimes Blog Talk does strange things, man. But look, we're going to keep it pumping. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it percolating. You know what I mean? Okay, Diddy, I see you, dog. I see you.
Yeah,
Something happened to us right there, brother. I ain't sure.
K-Diddy,
you with us?
Yeah, I'm back, man. I don't know, man. I guess the sunroof came open, and I didn't even know it, man. I was hanging on the trunk, boy, before I knew it.
Okay. Playboy's finest, I see you in the chat room. It doesn't bother me too much that she is that way, but because we ain't really too close, and that is why I know she is, so I avoid putting myself in situations. I guess she's talking about she has sort of a love-hate relationship with one of her sisters. But that happens, man. Sometimes it's those that's close to you. That's crazy. because those are the ones that get to your heart. A stranger don't really get to your heart. They might bother you in the moment, but they can't really get to your heart. You know what I'm saying? So,
and
from personal experience, you know what I mean? I just witnessed something of that nature occur where somebody, my wife, was being giving and loving, and she had the best of intentions, but those intentions turned into something completely different when those on the receiving end took it a whole nother way. You know what I mean? And it came down to jealousy. Her own family member turned out to be the jealous ones. And you sit and you scratch your head because you're sitting and you're observing the whole thing and you're like, wow, how can something that was so well-intended ended up as something so negative? And you're puzzled by this. And I suppose that's what kind of triggered today's show. I got to asking myself as I went back, and I got to thinking about experiences, you know what I mean? When you out there trying to better yourself, when you out there trying to grow as a human being, to evolve as a person, let's put it out that there's nothing wrong with that. When you're chasing dreams that the average person can't even conceive, it makes you a little bit different, so you have to walk boldly and you have to walk hard. Because if it was meant for everybody to do certain things, it would be for everybody, but it really ain't. Ain't that right, KB?
Absolutely. You know, I always say people grow up at different times. A lot of people think because I'm 34 years old, I'm 35 years old, I've reached a certain level of wisdom and integrity, but that's not so. Age has nothing to do with a person's maturity and their wisdom. Their mindset.
And that's the most important quality right there, because the mindset is where everything else falls in or out of place. A warped way of thinking. Because in order to grow as a person, you have to constantly be keeping yourself in check. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, when you're growing as a person, you're supposed to be one way all the time. But no, it is the battle to be better. It's identifying the markers in your nature that makes you venture over here on these trivial thoughts, and then you have to bring yourself back. Right now, I'm good. That ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm going to keep moving forward. Time is short. So whatever gifts you have been given, whatever time you are given, you have to make use of it as best you can. Absolutely. Oh, man. But, I'm going to have a quick little break right here, and we're going to do something along the line with my man, Mr. J. Cole.
Yeah, I had a little bad thing, something like them tens. Gave a nigga mad brain, something like the Wiz. Sad thing, fucking with her ears. Just a chick ain't even had brains, dummy like a bitch. So I try to show her about the world and about just who we really are, and where we've come and how we still have to go really far. Like, baby, look at how we live broke on the boulevard. But all she ever want me to do is unhook a bra. Then all I really want is for her to go down low. Before you know it, she wet enough to get drowned slow. And all that deep shit I was previously down for, replaced by freak shit I am currently down for. You see, I peaked it, pussy is power. That proud feeling we get knowing that pussy is ours. And how it feels to feel that feeling you feeling when you be drilling that shit. Got her saying you be killing that shit. And all the pain the world caused, she be healing that shit. And all that ain't your girl, dog, but you be feeling that shit. And you just wanna tell her everything she might need. But in the meantime, it's lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. For now, everything just seems so right. And how you make the darkness seem so bright. I'm feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please, turn off the lights. For now, everything just seems so right. And how you you make the darkness seem so bright. I'm feeling like things gon' be alright. Like a hotel, mirrors on the ceiling. She thinks she wanna blow L's, I hear her and I'm willing. But every time I smoke, well a nigga mind gone. So that every word I spoke, well I'm tryna put her on, but she couldn't hear me. I told her all about how we've been living a lie, and that they love to see us all go to prison or die. Like baby, look at how they show us on the TV screen. But all she ever want me to do is unzip her jeans. Then all I really want is for her to get on top. Before you know it, she working, jerking it nonstop. And all that neck shit I was previously talking is now that wet shit that I'm currently lost in. And why that sweat drip, I am reminded. All the times my brother told me that pussy is blinded. I'm finding the more I grow, the more y'all seem to stay the same. Don't even know the rules, but yet y'all trying to play the game. And ain't it shameful how niggas blame hoes for giving birth to a baby that took two to make? Coward nigga, you a fake. How you gonna look in your son's face and turn your back? Then gon' start another family, dog. What type of shit is that? She said it's okay. Rubbed my head and told me to relax. Laid a nigga down proper like she was recording sex. Said I know you wanna change the world, but for the night, please just reach over and hit the lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. But now everything just seems so right. And how you make the darkness seem so bright. I'm feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. But now everything just seems so right. And how you make the darkness seem so bright. I'm feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. Lights, please.
Yes, indeed. Turn off the lights, my man J. Cole. Holla at your boy. You know, Pretty Tony in the building. Welcome to the show. Can I play a play? Me and my man K. Diddy rolling through here. Don't forget to check out the website, www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music. Check out the books. I think they say K. Diddy working on a new cologne or something. You know what I mean? Hey, what's the name of your new cologne, K. Diddy?
Mia Moore. It's called Mia Moore the Fragrance. The Fragrance for Lovers. If you ain't got it, you better get it.
Right on. Check it out. And also, you know what I mean? You know your boy, yours truly, got them books. Dropping a new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? Oh, we're going to blow up with this one. The last two y'all showed me some good love on. Play a step of game up and playology, but this is the one we're going to tear the roof off with. We're going to keep you up to date on that, you know what I mean? For those of you who want to catch up with your boy, you can always holler at me, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Come to the website, sign up for the email list, you know what I mean? Pre-order your copy of the book or purchase a copy of the other two. Playology. Or play a step your game up. You feel me?
Boy, I
get it back to the top.
I just want to say, too, for our beautiful co-host, Joy, she had to go take care of some stuff, but she will be back with us next week. And I ain't going to say she's chasing down the last. Because that ain't true. But we'll be back next
week. Be nice. Be nice. Lady Joy, do what you do. We'll be right here. We're going to hold it down.
Hold it down.
For the top of the show. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying we're gonna hold it down for.
Yes, we are. Now we're gonna jump back on the topic of the show. You know what I mean? This is your boy, Pretty Tone. The voice you're hearing is also the voice of my man K. Diddy. We on here riding, ladies and gentlemen. We're all about knowledge, spreading knowledge, because we're constantly evolving ourselves. We're constantly trying to make ourselves better men. It's an ongoing process. Nobody's perfect. I want to make sure I jump on, get this out of the way, the whole Eddie Long situation. I'm one of those people who, I'm going to tell you something, man. I ride on politicians and pastors all the time, especially the ones who, you know, the people around them pump them up into believing that they're more than a human being. And I know Every human being is flawed, myself included. You feel me? So ain't no perfect person walking around here. For all those who have anything to say about Mr. Long, that's y'all fault because he ain't God. He is just a man with issues like the rest of us, and he puts his pants on one leg at a time or his dress one leg at a time. But anyway, leave that man alone. Eddie Garland, cut the check.
What that man out there doing, man? I don't even know, man. I've been locked up in the studio, man. What he doing?
You know, Dave, you know, turns out Eddie like them boys, you know?
Is he a Catholic?
Nah, he ain't Catholic. Shout out to the Catholics, too. But, he one of them big old African-American preachers down there in Atlanta with a mega church. You know.
Wow.
One of them, yeah. A couple of young men have come out the woodwork saying that Eddie liked the masculine touch. And everybody is isolating him. Eddie, I'm going to tell you something, dog. You should have hollered at me because there's rules to the game. And if you had read the book Playology, you would have known that you're not supposed to send no text message picture yourself to nobody. You got too much to lose, brother. So for all you brothers out there who don't know the rules of the game, y'all need to get a copy of the book Playology. It'll bring y'all up to speed, you know, Eddie sending pictures of himself to young men and stuff, taking them on trips around the world. Eddie, I know you ain't perfect, and you're still my man because sometimes I've listened to your word and you are a good messenger. But too many people get caught up in the messenger and not the message. Get caught up in the message and not the messenger. You figure, tell me?
I don't know, man. I still got a problem with that whole little thing, though. That whole sending a picture of you to another dude anyway. Some of us are not condoning that activity, period.
Hey, who are we to judge?
Oh, we're not judging. We're just not condoning.
Absolutely. You know, Eddie, you should have had me on your staff. That's all your boy Pretty Tony saying. I would have taught you the no-no, Eddie. So, you know, if your folks out there listening to me, get at me. We can still save this situation. Let me stop. Anyway, absolutely. Playboy's finest. I'll see you for sure. I'll drop you a friend request. Holla at your boy. Guest 2997 in the chat room. I see you just jumped in. Welcome to the show. Can I play a play? I saw you jump back out. We're still rolling right along. We got 22 minutes to go in the show. We ride with our Lady Joy this week. You know what I mean? In the description of the show, I put, to live is to learn. To live is to grow. To experience life means to evolve. It means to be better. Ladies and gentlemen, I wholeheartedly believe this. You will never be perfect. We all got issues. We all got flaws. We all got things wrong with us. But somewhere inside of you, you know, it's sort of like a fat dude looking at a fat girl calling her fat. And you like, have you looked at yourself lately, brother? You know what I'm saying?
He might be saying that because, you know, she weighed like 300 and he weighed 298.
You foul. I swear you foul. But you're right. You are. You know? Y'all got all of us, not even y'all, myself included, we all need to get our minds right. It takes thought. So a lot of y'all, like myself, didn't have nobody to teach you nothing, so you've been learning on the fly, and you've been listening to the wrong people. I learned to listen to myself, even though sometimes that's paranoia, but I've learned to check myself. I've learned to sit myself down and figure some things out so I can process some thought. Because sometimes we act the damn fool and we looking at everybody else like it's their fault. Nah, ain't nobody told you to be inside of the house socking the wall or whatever it is you do, acting foul and you talking about nobody don't want to invite you back over. Don't nobody want you getting drunk, pissing on the wall and stuff. But now that person is acting funny because you acted like an asshole. That is the world that we live in right now. That is the world that we live in right now. And that's where we are. And like I said, it's also my chocolate brothers and sisters. We need to get ourselves in check. We need to get ourselves together so that we, as a human race, can be better to each other. I was deeply saddened by the story I saw coming out of New York about the young man who decided to take a two-year-old life because he claimed the baby wouldn't say his ABCs. That's one of those situations where I say we're not processing thought anymore, because nowhere a baby that's only been here for 24 months that is just getting a grasp of language deserves to die because they're not saying their ABCs. There were other underlying issues with your crazy ass, and you don't get no excuse from me, homie. We all have to hold ourselves in check. But nobody taught us that. We just are reactionary. We just go, I'm mad, and that just justifies you doing some dumb ish. Ain't no justification, man. So I'm like this voice in the wind right now, and I'm trying to put it out there for my people, for us to start thinking. Sometimes you have to think before you act. Too many of us are acting before we think, and the dumbest things make sense to us. I have been guilty of it so many times I can't even count. That is why now I process thought. And if I'm not sure, I say, hold up, give me a minute. Let me let it run through my mind so I can understand the concept of what's going on here.
It's kind of hard to understand. It's kind of hard to understand ignorance, man. I have battles with that all the time. Ignorance. How does a wise, intelligent person understand ignorance?
How did you get to the point of being wise?
By not
Didn't you have to go through something? Yeah, don't you give yourself some ignorant shit your damn self? What you mean? What do you mean? How does a wise person understand ignorance? You was ignorant at times. Very few of us are born all-knowing. And that's another thing. We're all human beings. None of us are born all-knowing. And I wish more parents would be honest and say to a child, I don't know. Because a lot of times, I'm going to give you a good case in point. Because this is what Pretty Tony does. I know a young lady who she can't stand oatmeal. She knows oatmeal is good for her, but she can't stand it because at an early age it was put in her mind that it's compared to slimy boogers. And to this very day, she can't eat oatmeal. You have to be careful what we're putting into our children's mind because they hold on to it for life, man.
Explain that to me, though. How does that have what you do with ignorance? It kind of seems like a grown woman, the guy in her mind, would know that oatmeal is not slimy boogers. So when you still
it
say that, ignorant.
Well, then, my esteemed colleague, I will gladly enlighten you. It is
Thank
called
you.
Symbolic thinking. We associate words with pictures in our mind, and sometimes some people hold on to certain thoughts that were given to them, and the ignorance of it, where that came in as relevant, was the mother choosing to tell the child this dumb shit with her ignorant ass. Did
okay,
that clarify
so,
to you?
Well, I'm still lost because you're 40 years old now. Regardless of what your mama did with a child, you know oatmeal is made from oats. They're not boogers. So the fact that you would still hold on to that, what is that saying?
because that was implanted in you, and some people have a harder time closing certain chapters than others.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to TNA. I guess
that's the same thing that the bishop, which you was just talking about earlier, is doing something because somebody implanted some shit in his head when he was a child and he's still holding on to it.
There is a that is very true. The bishop may hold it. It's just his lustful ways overtook him over time because he's so almighty. He figured, hey, I can get booty and babes at the same time because I am the all-knowing bishop. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I just think this is K. Diddy speaking. I just think people need to be responsible for their own shit and quit trying to find crutches. You know, because even though a parent had an issue with something when they were young and you were young, still don't mean you need to be holding on to that shit and you're a grown-ass person. Some things you're supposed to know better for yourself by now, I would think. And the fact that you haven't came to terms with that, what does that say?
I don't know, my brother. What I want you to do is I want you to stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. We gonna do it like this.
I'm
welcome back to the show, your boy Pretty Tony, K Diddy back representing on Can a Player Play. I want to welcome everybody I see in the chat room, new to the game, Playboy's Finest, and guest 3120 that was here for a moment. Thank you so much for checking in on the show. You know, we're talking about sometimes those around us act like we're not supposed to be better. I, for one, don't permit that around me anymore. I've learned some hard lessons in life. And if you're not for me, you don't need to be around me. I can know you. We can have been associates, family member. I don't permit people around me who are trying to hold me back. And I'm not talking about materialistic things today. You know, a couple of weeks ago we did a show about success. This week we're talking about just individual growth as a person. How can somebody around you want to hate on that? How can you say I'm fake or I'm acting funny style because I'm like, look, enough of the drama, enough of the BS. I've done had too many long nights of BS. You know what I mean? A brother done had enough headaches. A brother just trying to live. A brother just trying to be the best person that I can be. Or a sister is just trying to be the best sister that she can be. Why would you try to stop that? Your own childish resentments and insecurities, you know. Maybe I never used to read books. I read them now. Maybe I was not interested in world events, but I am interested in world events. But I try to talk to you about it, and you act like all we're supposed to talk about is the hood. That's not my fault. You cannot blame one for trying to make oneself better. Speaking of that, K. Diddy, I just got a message from one of your fans, TNA. She said that she's the girl with the oatmeal issues and you can suck it easy. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm just passing that on to you, sir.
Well, I don't know what that means either, because you'd have to be at a certain level, I guess, to understand certain things. So I guess that's what that is, too.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? We out here doing what we do. We out here trying to just make life as best as we can. It is not an easy task by any stretch of the imagination. And when you put yourself out there for the betterment of yourself, there are those who are going to get left behind. It's sad, but it's true. You would like to take a lot of people along for the ride, but unfortunately, alas, it's not to be.
Nah. People don't want to ride with you, man. They just want to talk about you. They don't want to ride with you. They ain't never got no gas money.
Straight up, but they want to judge you because you don't want to come pick them up. If you ain't got no gas money, I done picked you up 9 times, and on the 10th time, I done told you no. Now suddenly I'm acting funny.
And you really didn't say no. You just said I'll come scoop you, but do you got something you can kick in? So you really didn't even say no. You just had a condition.
Playboy's Finest, haters only give me power so they can hate on me all they want because I just laugh it off. New to the game, people who try to hold someone else back have a life that's missing something. Life has passed them by so they don't see how much good. They don't see much good anymore. Now, that's some real ish right there. And the crazy part about that is when you try to show them something good, sometimes they're the resistant to that because they're like, nah, I ain't trying to hear all that or I ain't trying to see all that because the darkness. I tell people to envision somebody who their life has been blinded. And until those blinders come off, they can't see what you're talking about. They can't see the richness there is to life. New to the Game says life is too short for the dumb shh. You're right. And that's one of my favorite things. Life is too short for the dumb ish. That's the one of the realest statements out there, and you have got to understand and embrace the fact that we are only here for a short period of time. You're not here forever. So if you have had enough dramas, speaking to people who are like-minded like myself. If you have had enough crap, you don't want no more of that. You want to have a few days where you can smile and breathe easy and leave some of the darkness behind. You feel me? I hope y'all feel me. That's what life is about. That's what Kenneth Player is about. That's what this whole playerology movement is about. Don't get fooled by the name. Yeah, I do talk stuff about being a player and all this stuff, but this playerology thing is a movement where I'm trying to teach brothers and sisters, if they're willing to listen, to open their minds up, to process thought, to get beyond the hurt of yesterday and step into the light of today and be all that you can be. Make the best. Ooh, new to the game, I like that. Make the best of each and every day. Tomorrow is not promised. That's on some real ish right there. We got to be better. We got to do better. We got to embrace better things. You feel me?
Yeah, as a whole.
Because if you don't,
oh, boy.
Each day becomes a trip. Each day becomes a trip. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Go right ahead, my brother.
Yeah, I was just saying, life is a journey, and we're constantly turning corners, and with those corners we turn, we should reach out and grab a branch of wisdom.
Yes, indeed. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
That was very profound, sir, and I'm very moved by that.
Say that again one more time.
I said what you said is very profound, and I'm moved by it, sir. That is why you are my esteemed, learned colleague.
Well, those that don't learn in this journey of life, those are the ones that we find difficult to comprehend their actions. At least I do. You know, you can recognize ignorance, but truly to understand ignorance, you got to be ignorant yourself. So we can recognize it, but a lot of that shit I don't comprehend because I'm still scratching my head. So I do try to learn something every day.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go? Yes, indeed. Once again, Blog Talk slipped out on your boy, but hey, we still here. It don't matter. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. But look, we're down to the last 2 minutes on the show. Hey, Diddy, I see you faded back in, brother. I see you faded back in. You know what I'm saying? We're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. I want to throw it out there, man, to holler at your boy, www.playersuniversityfygu.com. Yes, indeed. Hey, Diddy, you back with us, brother?
Yes, back here. And the good over there at worldmovement.com, please check out.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? You want to check out the music, www.worldmovement.com. Come through and holler. You can follow your boy on Twitter, Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. Get at me on Twitter. The website, once again, www.playersuniversityfygu.com. Sign up for the email list. Send a shout out to your boy. Holler at your boy. Whatever you want to do, man, that's where I'll be posted up at. I want to give one last. People who are miserable in their own life want to make everybody else miserable, life miserable. You can beat them at their own game by not letting another bother you. That's on some real talk right there, Playboy's Finest. New to the game, smile today and somebody could save their life. Join us next week, 2:30, right here, Can a Player Play? Your boy Pretty Tony, K. Diddy, Lady Joy. Check out the writings, check out the music. www.worldmovement.com. Get at me, sign up for my email list, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Holla at your boy, man.
Most incredible, baby. Yeah. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having four seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather, so now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, foreign change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now, so I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat, the CD of Biggs, me and my b- watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that empty in your hand, saying, let me see that shopping spree, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed and we got flipped, rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it.